Hollywood actor Richard Widmark, remembered for his roles in such films as The Alamo and Don't Bother Knock and Why Do I Even Have a Home, passed away from losing his battle with long-term illness. He was 93 years old when he passed away on Monday. It was sad. His break into Hollywood came after he moved from radio. He played the killer, Tommy Udo. Udo Tommy. Who took much pleasure in pushing an elderly lady in a wheelchair down a flight of stairs. The stairs, which were quite high, only managed to break the leg of the elderly lady. A quiet, inordinately shy man, Widmark often portrayed killers, cops, Western gunslingers, WMD makers, nation states, warmongers, hawks. But he said he hated guns. He was, however, an advocate of gun control. He felt amazed that a civilized country, such as the U.S., had such a lack of gun control. Pick up the slack, government. Pass gun control laws. Guns should be controlled.
Curveball denies making WMD claims in Iraq. Rafid Ahmed Alwan, aka Curveball, what up, dog?
Yeah.
The engineer who claimed to have witnessed the Iraqi WMD program and whose evidence became one of the keystones and key boulders in the Bush administration's handling and case for the Iraq war. It's all the way been tracked down in Germany. That's where they found Curveball, what up, dog? Mr. Alwan now claims that he never made the assertions quoted by Colin Powell on the day in February known as the 5th in 2003. Don't forget the war started a little bit ago. And to the UN, where Powell quoted him as saying he had witnessed a biological weapons program inside Iraq installed by the United States government. Curveball denies making the claims in the footage secretly captured by BBC Two's Newsnight division dedicated to making a mockery of the American international policy, and whose team broadcast the footage showing the face blacked out on Tuesday night. You ain't gonna know who Rafid Ahmed Alwan, aka Curveball, what up, dog?